Psalm 34, 13 and 14. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We can often read a particular passage and think it would be beneficial for someone else. This may be the temptation in the application of these verses. If we have been offended by another person's words recently, it may be an even greater temptation. But let us instead look at ourselves. Do we really speak guile? Since the word simply means deceit, we would have to admit that sometimes we do. Perhaps it is not an outright lie, exactly, more like a cleverly devised phrase that makes someone else believe something that really isn't correct. What about evil speaking? This could be anything that is said in anger, rebellion, or hostility that does not honor God. Talk like this will do nothing more than incite those we are speaking to and carry us further from the goal of seeking peace. These are not verses meant for someone else. They apply to our lives, our attitudes, and our tongues. We must avoid the very common sins of speech as we depart from evil and pursue peace with others. Psalm 34, 13 and 14. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.